thought that we would take a topic from today's Daf Yomi again, because there are a lot of good topics that are coming up in the Daf. So I don't know how many of you read David Bashefkin's column in the Mishpacha, right? But he has this thing about the top five Jewish gestures. So one of them is this, right? That if a person is looking for salt before making the hamotzi, so there's a gesture that is universally recognized among the Jewish people that you're interested in having salt. So maybe I thought we'd talk today about what the role of salt is in our practice of our Suda Shabbos, our Lecha Mishnah. Why do we need salt? Is a substitute good enough? What about honey on Rosh Hashanah? Can you use sugar if you don't have salt? Can you just dip it in dips? We have all these dips now, so maybe that's good enough. Is there a halacha about Shabbos, or is this just about having bread in general? And also, like, what's the proper method of applying salt to the bread? So the source is today's daf. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem discusses, the context of the Gemara is, what kinds of comments are you allowed to make after reciting the bracha before eating bread? Meaning, what would not constitute a hefsek between the bracha and the eating? So the Gemara, because what kinds of comments are considered lutzorech ha'achila, that they're necessary just to be able to eat? So the Gemara says that Amar Rav, tol bruch, eno tzarech levarech, that if a person says, here, take some bread, he tells people to take some bread, so he doesn't, that is not a hefsek, because that's lutzorech the achila. But if he says, have a melech, have a liftan, he says, come, get some, bring some salt, so then, sarach levarich, that's going to be a hefsek. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu aviyu melech aviyu liftanami, and sarach levarich. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if he asks for salt, that's considered the tzorech achila, because you can't go on to eat without having salt. The Gemara goes on to say that Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia, eino botzeh rashi liftzoa ad sheyaviu melech lifta lifnei kol echad v'echad, that you're not even allowed to break the bread, you're not allowed to do the bracha on the bread until everyone has salt in front of them. You need to make sure that everyone has melech or liftan, something to make the bread taste a little bit better. But the Gemara goes on to tell us that Rav Bar Shmuel once went to the Reish Galut, and they brought him some bread, and right away he made a bracha and he ate the bread. So they said, Hadamar Mishmaite, why didn't you wait for everybody else to have salt? Did you change your mind? You're the one that said and insisted that everybody have salt. Samalu, Lestein Sark Pashash, he says, this is high quality bread. This is Reish Galusa bread. High quality bread doesn't require salt. It's only lower quality bread that requires salt. What emerges from the Gemara is that it really matters that your bread tastes good, that it's very important that you have salt, and you can't go on with eating unless you have something to make your bread tastier. So the Shabrun, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Katan, Chav Zayin, quotes two reasons why it matters so much that your salt tastes good. First, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Kavod HaBracha. You're going to be saying a bracha. You have to make sure that, not that your salt tastes good, that your bread tastes good, that your food tastes good. So Kavod HaBracha, that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. However, the Gra, based on the Bahag, says that Kadesh Lo Yitztarech Achar Kach LaHavsik, that a person may say the bracha, then he's going to look at the bread and he's going to say, ah, this doesn't look good, so he's going to want salt, and better to have salt in front of you to begin with rather than to have to ask for it later after you've already recited the bracha. So what about us, Bizman HaZed? Do we still require salt every time that we have bread? So Tosus writes on the spot that he says our bread is very chashuv bread, we have very delicious tasting bread, and therefore it's like the case of the Reish Galusa, where it's unnecessary to bring salt. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Hei, that you do need salt at the table unless your bread is very good. So if you have high quality bread, it's unnecessary to have salt. So why is it? So how did it become a thing? All of our challahs are delicious. We have these bakeries that make fantastic challahs, and a lot of people in their homes bake fantastic challahs. We have very high quality ingredients. So why do we need salt? So Tosus continues, and he says, we bring salt anyway. Rabbi Menachem ha yemidaktik ma'od lahavi melech al shulchan kedisa b'medrash, for the following reason. K'she Yisrael yoshven al shulchan mamtinen zeh ezeh ad she yitlu yudeyam nehin below mitzvos. What's going to happen? Everyone's going to wash, and everyone's waiting. And when they're waiting, they're unable to talk. And if they're unable to talk, they're unable to talk in learning. They're unable to do mitzvos. So we're empty for mitzvos. We have no mitzvos going on. And that's a time of Kitruk for the Satav. I always thought the opposite. Cynical me. I always thought that when they can't talk, there's no Lashon Hara, there's no Rechil. It's like you have like a few seconds where there are no Averis going on. But no, the Rabbi Menachem says that that's a time of the, based on the Medrash, that's a time of Kitruk because there are no mitzvahs going on. So Bris Melach Megin Aleihem. So the Bris Melach is what protects them, and that's why the minig is that we have salt after washing, that we have it at the table as a reminder, so to speak. And the Shibali Aleket and Simon Kof Mem Aleph quotes Gaonim that elaborate on this point further, or say it slightly differently, that the Shulchan is called the Mizbeach. The Pasuk in Yecheskel, in Perek Mem Aleph, tells us, Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. So a Shulchan is like a Mizbeach. The Gemara in Daf Nun Hei, Maseches Brachos, tells us, Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mechaper, so too a Shulchan Shel Adam is Mechaper for a person, that it has this Kapara element to it. The Torah in Parshas Vayikra tells us, Akol Karbancha Takriv Melech, that in every carbon you're supposed to have salt. So you should have salt on your Shulchan, because the Shulchan is Dama L'Mizbeach. The Shaar Tzion in Os Chaf Vav says that that's why it's Asur Laro Kina Ala Shulchan. You're not allowed to kill a bug on your table, because it's Dama L'Mizbeach. That's a disrespectful thing to do on the Mizbeach. The Ramah in Kuf Samach Zayin Tzif Hei quotes this as the reason that Mitzvah Lahavi Al Kol Shulchan Melech Kodem Shiyivtza, because of the Shulchan Dama L'Mizbeach. And the Ramah further compares Achila to bringing a Korban. And the Ramah writes, the Mishaburah Sivkal Lamed Aleph rather explains, why is eating like bringing a carbon? Sha'adam ochel l'chazei kochosav. Because the whole purpose of a person eating is to strengthen himself. Val yedei zeh yabari v'chazek l'avodas Hashem. To enable him, to better enable him to be Oved Hashem. So that's like a carbon. Okay, good. So that's the basis of having salt. Something to do with the Mizbeach, or because of a need for kapara. So how do you now apply the salt to the bread? So the Mishaburah in Sivkal Lamed Gimel says something interesting. He says that the Mekubalim, right? He says, v'kasva Mekubalim, that you should dip the hamotzi in the melech three times. And what they explain, the Acharon explains, that the gematria of lechem is three times Shem Hashem. So that's why three times. Why dipping it in? So they explain that in Kabbalah, salt represents din, bread represents rachamim, lechem, melech, same words, and the same letters, rather, that make up the word, and they counterbalance each other in some way or the other, but it's all a question, which one do you want on top? You want the din over the rachamim, or the rachamim over the din? Whatever this means. But that's what the Mishaburah says, that based on the Mekubalim, to dip the bread into the salt. Rav Nevensal points out in his Mishaburah, the Summer Makbid, the other way, to throw the salt on top of the challah, because the Pasuk in Yecheskel, v'yishlichu akohanim aleihem melach, that they threw the salt on the karbanos, that it went the opposite way. So that's why a lot of people will take the salt shaker and shake it over the challah, instead of dipping like the Mishaburah says, in the name of the Mekubalim. Do we always do this every meal, every time of the year? So I remember when I was in Keren B'Yavna, I was privileged to have a Suda Shabbos one Friday night in Harnov by my Rebbe Rav Silver, and he told us that his grandfather, Rav Lazer Silver Zichron Levracha, wouldn't have salt on Friday night at the table because the Mizbeach didn't have karbanos on Friday night, and that's the minhag L'Chsam Sofer as well, that the Akhtar Sevarmu Pedarim, which would be done with salt, did not happen on Friday night. So the whole Indian is to remember the Mizbeach, so Friday night's a night off. So the one night that everyone does it, you know, as opposed to every other time of the year, the one night that everyone does it, that's the one night that it's not really necessary, says Rav Lazer Silver. On the Seder night, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafayin Hey, Sef Aleph, to dip the matzah in salt, but the Ramah says, no, ain't a minuk l'tablam b'melech b'layla rishona de pas naki, ain't sarach melech. You have this refined flour and it's delicious. You don't need any salt for it. So there are a few reasons specifically not to dip the matzah in salt that are quoted by the Achronim. The Mishaburah says, lechemoni. So you don't want to have it with salt. That's going to take away, it's going to make it too chashuv. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, no, greater chibuv mitzvah when you're not masking the tam at all. It's not that it would take away the tam matzah, it wouldn't be a violation of being tam matzah v'lech, but that it's a greater chibuv mitzvah when you're not masking the tam whatsoever. And al pi Kabbalah, the salt gets rid of the sitra achra, but Pesach is a lal shimurim, so there's some Kabbalistic explanation as well. The Mishaburah in Sim Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, Sivkan Gimel has another time where maybe salt is negotiable. The minhag on Rosh Hashanah, he says, is to dip into honey. So the question is, does that mean honey and not salt? So l'chara, it shouldn't change the minhag. It should be salt and honey, l'chara. Salt is for one thing, honey is a simin for the sweet new year, but some people find that off-putting to have honey and salt. They say that Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazanish and the Stipler wouldn't dip in honey or salt, but they would have salt on the table. So that way they would sweeten their bread by dafka not dipping it in the salt, but at least they had salt on the table as a kiyum of that minhag. Kavachaim says that the woman is the one that's supposed to bring the salt to the table because it's a zecher to ishto shalot becoming a netziv melach. Okay, maybe. There is a discussion also whether in the absence of salt, whether sugar would do the trick. So, Xereshava, white, what's the inyan? So in Tshuvas Halachas Ketanas, Chelgal of Simrei Shidches, he says, no, the inyan of salt for the shulchan is that it's a preservative and it's representative of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Klal Yisrael, that it's everlasting, so it's a preservative on the karbanos, and sugar is an effective preservative as well. In fact, some of the Achronim even went so far as to say, and if sugar is a form of salt, then maybe it could be used for malicha also, for your basar, for your meat, and for your chickens, to use it for malicha. So that, not everyone was so excited about, to put it mildly, although the Avnei Nezer writes in the Tshuva in Tavkuf Lamed Beis that the Chavos Das once used sugar to salt his meat. So it's not a total outside opinion, but a lot of people have trouble equating karbanos to salting your meat. It seems like a very difficult connection, because even if sugar is a preservative, it doesn't mean that it could be used on the Mizbeach. The Yad Yehuda in Siman Samach Tes says that he asked scientists, he asked experts whether sugar can effectively draw the blood out of the meat, and he said that all the experts laughed at him. So it doesn't seem that he said, it didn't seem they were laughing with him. They thought that that was ridiculous, that it does not draw the blood out of the meat. So this is a discussion. The what? But not on Friday night. No, Shabbos day he would have.
Yeah.
Laila. Oh, no, because Haktaras Chalav Me'evarim is all other nights, but not on Friday night. So that's why. So it's Dafka Friday night. No, Shabbos day, Rav Lezer Silver had. He did have. Okay, so there's a major discussion in Achronim. If you look in the Rivvel Sephraim, Chalik Zayin, Simon Shin Peches, he thought that for the sake of a chola, maybe you could even be makel to use sugar from Malicha. Pashto says that we would not allow it. There are a lot of stories throughout Jewish history where they seem to have allowed it at certain times, but maybe at least to use it on the table. Maybe that would be a, so the Halachas Ketanu says, and that's what you should do on Rosh Hashanah, when you want to do add something sweet. So you could be Mekayim both at the same time by using sugar, because it's salt. And it's, he said that he personally was knowing to use salt and sugar, but he said that would be the issue for the minhag that people have to use something sweet on the time of Rosh Hashanah, to use dafka sugar. Okay, have a great day, everybody.